Well, this is going to officially be a Saturday morning podcast. We just started it later than normal. But there are a few other things that have been shifting for both of us. And so this is going to serve a couple of different purposes. First of all, for those of you that thought Dave was going to just fall off the radar, I tried to say this before, that you'll see him here more often than not. Because I love to engage with him, and there's just a chemistry that kind of happens when the two of us are together. So let me set your mind at ease. Dave's not going anywhere. It was just the commitment of doing what he wanted to accomplish on his particular podcast. He got what he wanted done. And all that archive of information has been left behind for people to go and find later. Now we're on to the parts of our own evolutions. So when we do come together, we're going to kind of drop some little snippets just so you know you're paying attention. And we have an idea in mind for it. And they're going to be 5, 6, 7 minutes long. In my mind, I'm thinking about dropping these Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Before I get ahead of myself and say that, Dave's going to include himself. I would love to see that happen, but that's a commitment that when I first thought about doing any of this, the idea that I had anything interesting to say on a regular basis is what ruled me out of ever thinking I was going to be a talking head. However, now there is information that's coming quickly enough to help people keep up to date on. And now that we've seen to kind of trigger them with just how do you stay on top of the solar energy that's coming if you're not paying attention to it? Here's kind of a little vessel that'll fit into. So, I know that before we wander down there, that I want to let Dave kind of express what has been inside of him for a little bit. Because when we talked earlier today, there's a few things that I know he is compelled to share. And I want to give you your opportunity. Plus, there's a lot of people waiting to hear.
Far out, man. Thank you very much, Lowell. What a pleasure to be here on your program. It's such a delight because as I attempt and work at and believe in no contrivance and no scripting, we're always presented with a different version of ourselves every day according to exterior stimuli. So when I get out of bed, I get out of bed healthy and happy. I smile. And more often than not, the first thing that happens to me when I wake up in the morning, and of course, everybody, this is going to sound so smarmy and so silly. And it's always, I'm telling you guys, it's 1:30, 2:30, 3:33, 4:44, or 7 p.m. And I get a bollocking from my son because I'm late to the bakery. So, but here's the thing. I look at the ceiling when I wake up. And I look up and I say, "You gave me another day," and I give it a wink. And I feel so proud to be part of the community of humankind. And I feel so glad. And I'm so glad that I have a sort of a more mature understanding of what my emotions are and what my feelings are. And so I've been feeling a lot of solemnity, and I've been feeling a lot of peace and love. And I've been fielding it, we're fielding it. I'm holding up my edge of the plexus here. And then I've had some lovely emails and some comments from your tribe, my family. And they're like, "Gee, Dave, we're gonna miss you. Sorry you're gone." It's kind of like, oh man, if I could only jump on that last interstellar conveyance I saw two nights ago. And I would be gone. But we always come back. We always come back. And so whether it's a astrophysical or astronomical or physical experience that we're having with our higher beings and the ones who love us, it's a joy to come home. And I find that all of the beings who love us, that are above us, the holy people that live in the sky, they love us so much because we're bound to our life experience and doing wonderful things, being with Gaia, being with children, being with the animals, being outdoors and being with each other, dancing and singing and playing music. So the last sort of 3 or 4 days for me, waking up in the morning, has been pretty blissful and pretty blessful. And I'm really pleased about it. And I know that you've been doing a lot of creative writing, and you've also been doing a lot of transcribing what I would only describe myself as an experiencer's autobiography with a little borrowed wisdom from the ancients, you know. And I would like to talk about shared wisdom. Maybe we could talk about that later today, or maybe we could talk about it the next time we hook up. But I think it's important to start talking about dialogue and shared wisdom and how we are really activating ourselves to be in service of others, you know, during all these great changes.
I think you should go ahead. I think you should look, it triggered you now. I'd rather get it while it's fresh in your mind.
What was I talking about? Just kidding.
See, now you can see Dave and I want to have fun. We're both fun guys, but we've been trying to talk about, you know, serious things in ways that you can pleasantly understand. We're going to have fun with what we're going to communicate. So stay tuned for what we have in mind, shorter snippets of, you know, the two of us reporting news together. But there's a few pieces of the puzzle that we'll still stop and talk about. And what you just brought up, I think, is one of the last things that we need to leave people with before we dump off on this other little way of communicating.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. But I also agree that to disagree, because if we if we contrive an ending for this hour, then it's a bit of a contrivance. I kind of like, you know, I like to lose it, like to use colorful language, and I like to be caught stuttering. I've noticed that on my last podcast to everybody, that the important things that I was trying to convey always got interrupted. It's almost like somebody was listening to the whole thing as it was happening live and hitting a sort of little button to sort of skip and jump. But pretty interesting how that worked out. And so let's talk about shared knowledge. It's been something that I've been concentrating on because I've been able to break away from Star Chat and any responsibility towards that. And so having that extra free time gave me that, you know, hour and a half, 2 hours of being able to think. And so one of the things that I wanted to discuss was shared knowledge and who's sharing it. And we've spoken about true light and fake light. We've spoken about true love and artificial love, the matrix love. And there is a true light and a true loving light, and we all know it. So when we transfer information, exchange knowledge of higher orders, exchange knowledge of higher thinking, how we may reflect upon our own behavior on a daily basis so that we are being mindful every day. You see, and remember to be mindful every day, then you don't have to worry about something you said or something you did 6 months or a year or 2 years down the road. You'll know that your soul is impeccable. And I think that everybody has an impeccable soul. And this one is the soul that we have as human beings in this dimension. It's an impeccable soul founded in morality, not the quandary of social morality, but, you know, true morals, being a good mommy, being a good daddy, being a good neighbor. And then we're entrenched with the exchange of information on every level these days. So when we go to seek out higher wisdom and higher knowledge, the stuff that we think that we can't get from our own heart, as you and I both believe, like many of our friends do, we can derive our higher wisdom anytime we need it right from our heart, because the divine creator of everything, of all love and light, speaks directly to my heart. I get messages from the universe and messages from Gaia. So I was watching some suggested things that were sent to me, both interviewers discussing higher orders of thought, true light from the false light, things like that. And I watched it twice, actually. And they were very, very good. I'm not going to say the names because I'm not promoting other channels. I'm promoting what I channel. So I channel this. And it's just a little wisdom that we all have. So all of us in our sovereign soul have this higher morality that I've been thinking of. And when we can't, or we feel like we can't get something from source, from our heart, our love heart, or our inner voice, our very kind, gentle, soft inner voice, who always loves us in reflection of the love we give it. And I was thinking, boy, there's some really carefully crafted stuff coming out now that looks like ancient common sense wisdom, yet it's still a controlled narrative. And so I was very shocked that I got this from a friend who I hold in very high esteem for spiritual awareness. And so it's all good information. It's all a version of the truth, and they're trying their best. And this is the blissful part of the blissful thing. This is the blissful part of the blessing, is that my heart is full of love for everybody who's trying to do the right thing. So no matter what the truth is that we're seeking, if we are seeking the truth, that act in its own opens up doorways without us even having to worry about going through them. So it's just, you know, it's been a really contemplative last couple of days. There we are. And I wanted to make sure that I'm not producing a palliative, because I'm not a healer.
You muted. There you go.
There we go. Sorry.
You may have to repeat that. That's okay.
It's just that, you know, I don't want to produce palliatives because I'm not a healer. I don't want to be a dispenser of good advice either, because that's not really my role here on this planet. And I did have a giggle about how many amazing experiences that all of us in tribe are having. Never mind where we came from. So, like, I'm done proving who I was. But it's important to make friends, to be really honest with people and tell them who you are, what you've done, what you've accomplished, and show some pride. And this is the other part about transferring wisdom. Any of these self-appointed gurus and these people that are saying that they know more than anybody else, they're a little scary. And then there's the ones that are meaning to be really, really helpful and doing and saying the right thing. The ones that we feel love for because they're trying their hardest, and the act of trying is the joy. For those people, I imagine that if they're truly, truly compassionate, forgiving humans who have a deep sense of inner knowledge and peace about their own love and their capacity for love, then they will find themselves. Because, like I mentioned this about Ben Davidson in the last Star Chat we did, was that I really love Ben. You know, he's been under attack. The man's been through hell, and he's super, super smart, and he's a good dad. So I think Ben's just trying to help people. There's so many wonderful people out there. And I think that, yeah, we get lost in the rhetoric of our ego. But then what I was saying is that having an ego is a good thing. You know, G.I. Gurdjieff, the philosopher, he said, I am only an altruist when I am most of an egoist. And that makes a lot of sense if you think about it. I'm an altruist when I am most of an egoist. And it means that he's identified his earthly self. He's identified who he is and is proud of his accomplishments. See, that's not foolish pride, because if you're outspoken about a subject in which you excel or you're very, very familiar with, and you should take pride in it, and you should share those extra knowledges with people and expect questions. One of the nicest things about your tribe is, you know, I know I can be snobby and a little erudite, and I just don't mean to come across that way. It's just one day I could be having a fucking executive meeting with scientists at SpaceX or with the Air Force, and then the next day will be like today. I'll smoke some bud, have some pie, and then call my buddy fucking Lowell up and see what's up. So I know I come across a little heady sometimes, but what's really nice about this tribe is they don't come across and say, what a snob, what a dick. Well, we did get that one where Dave the lovable dick, which I thought was pretty cool. But we don't get anybody saying, oh, yeah, bleh. You know, it's like, I'm not fluent in Sanskrit. I can read quite a bit of it. And Sanskrit's a dead language, and it will take me another 10 years to master it. And this is something I've been working on as a student for 25, 30 years. That's why I sing and know so many Sanskrit poems and hymns, because they help you learn a language. That doesn't make me above anybody. It just means that's how I chose to spend my time in my life. You know, I was always a very lonely kid. And I guess it was probably because I couldn't relate with most kids, right? I had comic books and cars and good neighbors and good friends all through school. It's not like I was some loner recluse. But honestly, I was just not into big gaggles and group gatherings when I was younger. And I've never had more than five or six friends, but the true friends.
You didn't need any more of that. That wasn't your path. You cared less about any of that. You knew how to rely on yourself, which is the reason why you and I resonate in the way that we do. We kind of set our lives up. Now, your bringing up is different than mine. I came from a divorced household. You did not. But I recognized that when I chose my parents in this incarnation, I wasn't going to rely on them much.
That's beautiful. And I remember you telling me when we became closer friends, because I think, Lowell, you understand that. Forgive the sunglasses, guys. It's I've been having a problem with a reoccurring migraine that's trying to be a migraine, and I get them maybe once every 2 years. I used to get them a lot when I was young. So the shades help, even though we've had tons of rain. Yeah, Lowell, you have that mindset. That's really good. Hey, by the way, I wanted to compliment your stash, bro.
You know,
I hope you got a 10-gallon hat to go with that.
It'll be short-lived. Yeah, I kind of, when I get tired enough of shaving and I don't really need to worry about my appearance, it's not that I'm dirty, but I just let it go. I get tired of shaving. So, you know, I'll trim it along the way, but then it reaches a stage in which it's more than I want to deal with. I don't want to sleep on it. And then it goes. So you're in the stage where it's going away, where I kind of played and left the sideburns a little longer and the mustache is going to stay there for a little bit longer. But no, in a day or so, time to start over.
Okay, that's great. I'm glad we didn't get into wax. I'm glad we didn't get into waxing and toenail clipping. So yeah, we could call this new podcast channel in place of Star Chat, we can call it Boy Talk. And I can tell you that. I can tell you some stories what it's like to be a guy growing up like a seriously funny kid in the beach.
That would be a whole nother channel that would absolutely be worthwhile. You and I could tell stories. I'll tell you, the idea in earlier in my life came along about maybe you'll write a book when you're retired. I thought I was going to write a book about all the crazy shit that I saw and experienced in the hotel business. my God. We could spend a lot of time yucking up over the things that I've seen and been involved in. And just, man, it's a crazy business.
Yeah, I'm going to write my memoir someday, and it'll go into my will to my son that it is definitely not to be published until I have passed. And holy hell, look out. There's going to be some stuff. I remember when I got my first federal clearance to be welcome to work within different circles when you're working in the government business, especially regarding food and wine. And so when I was overseas doing wine tastings, I had to get diplomatic background checks and stuff. So it was like, you know, I wasn't some guy going to bars. I was a guy that was go straight to my hotel room, right after the business was conducted and stay in my room the whole time, especially when I was in the Ukraine. Very strange place that. I'm going to just put this on mute for a second, and I will be right back.
Well, I don't know how much further we're going to go. Now that I've got this other format in mind, we'll continue the Saturday podcasts, and I am going to encourage more for visitors to come in and actually sit in. I've had some international exchanges and some Zoom sessions with four incredible people from overseas. And the follow-up I've had over the last few days was eye-opening for me. It kind of reinforced my idea about the direction I wanted to go with where my attention's going to go and how it's going to be spent. It validated all of that. So
that sounds great.
Other idea we have about doing these short little things, that's growing. And give us a few more days. I don't want to put Dave on the spot, but I got to work on Dave and talk him into doing these things with me, because I think there's more value when we team up and do these things. But I don't want to put this out there with the assumption that Dave will be automatically part of it until, we've had that discussion. But God, I hope he says yes.
Right. Okay. So we're going to work on that. And then I agree. It'll be fun. And then we are going to call this quiz, because I've got all kinds of people dropping by to say hi. We're blessed with that.
This is a good spot.
So let's talk about transferring wisdom again the next time we hook up. And let's talk about the karmic cord, the lifting of the veil and the veil of forgetfulness, and how they apply to our continued success as living, breathing, beautiful creatures. I love you and I love your tribe. You guys be cool and be true to your school, huh?
We'll see you all next Saturday, and I'll talk to you. Happy Easter to you and yours.
Happy Easter.